want to thank the church for all the cards. Happy birthday. Do y'all ever get tired? Tired of reading the newspaper headline, hearing the news broadcast, all the bad stuff's going on. Just tired. I want to talk a little bit about that today, and I want us to think about some things together. Some of us have been together now here 8 years as your pastor. At 1 minute past midnight this morning, I began living my 84th year on this planet called Earth. A few of you here just now are older. Yeah, this guy's gonna be pretty quick. Just a year. But some are a few years younger. But most of you here today are considered what they call the older generation. Amen. Great majority of us, this little church on the corner. Now, I bring no new message from God this morning, but simply stand before you and preach the simple truth found throughout God's book. I'm going to talk about what we must do, you and I, no matter what our age is, what we must do when things don't happen the way we think they should. If things happen sometimes the way you think they should, you wish they'd end the other way, or something else would happen instead, or how many have been, know what I'm talking about? If only, if only, if only, you know. When things don't happen the way we think they should, in the 6th to the 8th chapters of Genesis, we discover that a man named Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Here we learn something, I think, very, very important. Noah preached for 120 years. That's in the 6th and 7th chapters of Genesis. Now, I'm not going to take you into the Bible. I'm just going to quote some scriptures and let you hunt them up. But for 120 years, this fellow preached. And you know, all the things he talked about, warned them about, over that period of time, very few paid any attention. Very few paid any attention. They went on marrying, having parties, going to work, coming home. But then one day, not at Noah's appointed time, but at God's appointed time,
right,
started to rain. Really rained, rained hard. You see, we have to have absolute faith in what Noah preached. What was that? God's word. Absolute faith. God's spoken word. That's creation. God said. That's all the Bible says. God said, and it was so. God said this happened. God said that happened. Amen? God's spoken word. We have to believe in God's spoken word. We have to believe in God's written word. Right?
That's
right. The scripture. That's what's been torn apart by so many great scholars. It couldn't really be that way. Like Jesus really meant, you know. No. Means what it says.
That's right.
Means what it says. God says. And then God's living word. Jesus Christ. God himself. Whose plan is it anyway? What do you mean, preacher? What plan? Well, the plan of this human race. Created in his image. The plan of sin and salvation. Whose plan is it? It's not yours or mine. It's not the Baptist or any other denomination. Amen? You see, it's not a religion. The Bible doesn't promote religion. As a matter of fact, religion is a big problem in the Bible.
Amen.
Big problem. It's the way, the truth, and the life. That's what it is. We call it religion because we don't have any other name for it. But God does. You know what his name for it is? His Son, the only begotten, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ.
Right.
Another man named Moses. Moses, all through his ministry for God, faced criticism. They say, well, yeah, but he led the people out of bondage. And he faced criticism continually. That's interesting. People constantly complaining. At the Red Sea, Pharaoh chariots behind him, sea ahead of him. Why did you bring us out of Egypt to face Pharaoh and his chariots? Now Pharaoh's mad. About the lack of food. Man, all we got out here is manna. Day after day after day, we had onions, watermelons, all kinds of good stuff. Back in Egypt. No water. Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 16. Exodus chapter 17. Why did you lead us away out of Egypt? What's the matter with you? People disagreed with Moses' leadership, didn't they?
Right.
Yeah, they didn't. Didn't care for it. All through the book of Deuteronomy. And you know what? After all that, Moses didn't get to see the promised land.
That's right.
What kind of a God do we have? We have a God that does things according to his plan. Amen? I wonder how many generations have not understood that. And the answer is about 6,000. If we believe, God's word and the things that we want to happen don't come to pass, and our plans don't come to fruition, you know what? We'll see everything in God's plan come to fruition when we're in heaven. Think about that. Think about that. Noah, Moses, how about Jeremiah the prophet? Jeremiah the prophet. He had no converts. Zero. Zip. None. None. No converts. The other prophets, many of them rejected him. The political leaders persecuted him. You see, Jeremiah didn't try to please anyone but God. He had no converts. And he was known as the weeping prophet. The weeping prophet. Study the book of Jeremiah. Just maybe take a week and go through Jeremiah. A lot there for you to see. You know, when Jesus came, you remember he wept over Jerusalem? Jeremiah was thrown in prison, but he stood fast in spite of good things not happening during his prophecies and his ministry. And finally, interestingly enough, even the history books record every one of his prophecies came to pass. Yeah, check it out. You have to get a history book too. Don't get one of these revised history books. Get a history book like we had back in the 30s and 40s and 50s in high school when they taught history and not revised history. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Well, the thing about Jeremiah was he was not intimidated by the world. How about you and me today? It's real easy to be intimidated by the world, isn't it?
Sure.
Jeremiah, you see, wasn't. How about Jesus himself? Jesus, you see, didn't defeat the Roman Empire as the Jews expected him to. That's what they wanted, isn't it? He didn't do that. The four Gospels explain that beautifully. And you know, the saddest thing about it was, this one they expected to come and defeat Rome, they didn't recognize. Remember? Remember John's Gospel? He came unto his own, to the people of God, to the chosen people, to the race God chose, Israel, Abram, see? And they didn't know who he was. They didn't recognize the Savior. You know, you and I today are going to be just like Jesus back then. Yeah, if we're his people. Listen, and we're going to be dealing with blind and deaf and sick people just like he did. You know that? Blind to the truth, deaf to the word, sickened with sin. A lot of people don't want to hear that. Tell me about all the good stuff. I'm tired. I'm weary of hearing all this stuff, of seeing all this stuff. I'm just tired, preacher. Tell me something good. I'm telling you something good.
Amen.
I'm telling you something good. Never forget this truth. Jesus came not to condemn, but to save. Enough condemnation going on, right? Jesus came to save the first time. God's love, you see, overcomes rejection. God's love overcomes all of this. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 13. The crowds loved Christ's miracles, but not Christ's message. So, Jesus sacrificed himself for those that trusted him. All four Gospels proclaim that truth. I want to tell you something today, if you're here and you're not a Christian. If you are not willing to sacrifice yourself for others, don't join the church. Wow. That's a harsh thing to say. No. No, it's the truth. I am crucified with Christ, Paul said. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. So if you're here and you're not a Christian, you need to become a Christian. And the way you become a Christian is saying, I can't do it. Ah, there it is. You can't. But God can. You must, Nicodemus, be born again. Don't ever forget it. Do not become part of the church if you're not willing to sacrifice yourself for others. Read the Acts of the Apostles. You know what, Christian? You did not choose to serve God. God chose you to serve him. That's a lesson we all need to really understand. I came to God kicking and screaming. Yeah. I didn't want to give up all that stuff. Let me tell you, I had a good time in the world. I enjoyed myself doing all those things. And God got a hold of me. And I didn't like it much. I mean, I didn't like him getting a hold of me much. And so, like, I think it was Jewel last week, she was talking about the guys in the book of Acts. They said, man, this Paul, he come preaching this stuff, he's turned the world upside down. And Jill said, no, no, no. He wasn't turning the world upside down, he's turned right side up. Yeah. I don't know where she heard that. I don't think she got it by herself, but that's okay. That's good. You see, God expects his people to believe him. That was the trouble with the Old Testament folks. He expects them to believe him, not to try to do it themselves. Amen? Amen. Not by works. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. It's all about the Lord. Always is, always has been, always will be. You must believe him because the ultimate result of your ministry, as well as mine, is to glorify God. That's pretty simple to understand. Disappointment should not be a word in your vocabulary or mine, has been in the past. Trying not to let it be, but no, disappointment. The things God has planned to happen are going to happen. No matter what we do or don't do, the things God has planned to happen are going to happen. The book, human history, and common sense. My plans, beloved, I confess right now to you, my plans for Briar Street Baptist Church or BJ's plans for Briar Street Baptist Church may or may not come to fruition. Ever. But I stand before you on the first day of my 84th birthday to assure you of this one truth. God's plans for Briar Street Baptist Church will come to fruition.
Right.
What do we need to know? What more do you and I need to know? Our Savior God is with us. He is our Redeemer, he is our Deliverer, he is the Creator of this universe. He came as a virgin-born child to save his chosen people. The Old Testament prophet Isaiah best tells the story in Isaiah chapter 53. Think about this, my friends. Think about this. Jesus did not raise an arm to fight the Roman Empire because it wasn't time for it to happen. Jesus did not return the punishment he went through, delivered to him by the religious leaders and the government officials, because it wasn't time for that to happen. On the third day, however, after the cross, on the third day, on that first Sunday, as recorded in the Gospels, what God the Father had planned to happen before the foundation of the world happened. And Jesus walked out of that tomb. Even borrowed. It was even a borrowed tomb. He didn't have a tomb of his own. He walked out of that tomb alive. Our hope. Our peace. And our Savior. When things we hope and think and even pray for to happen don't happen, If we as Christians, as missionaries, as pastors, and as church members, remember for whose plan it truly is. Remember whose plan it truly is. Then I believe God will be glorified, and the fruit will reproduce itself, and God will tell us when we reach that place He has prepared for us, those words we need to hear when we're tired. And what is He going to say? According to the Word, He's going to say, "Well done, my good and faithful servants. Enter into thy rest." Yeah. There's the rest. Are you like me, sometimes tired? Why isn't this or that happening in my children's lives, in my grandchildren's lives, in the neighbor's life next door, and the people I witnessed to last week? Why? That day of rest is coming, just as it did for Noah, Moses, Jeremiah. It's not going to happen according to our plan. But according to God.